Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 8th day of Teves, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Yibamas, Perik Chamishasar, Mishnah Dalad. We mentioned that if one aide comes and testifies that a woman's husband has died, we will allow her to get married. And now Mishnah is going to tell us that this applies to even if a woman testifies, or even a relative of a family who are normally possible for testifying as an aide. If they testify that a husband has died, they can be believed. But there are five women who are not believed because they are usually relationships are not so good between them and the woman that's involved. Says the Mishnah, Hakol ne'monim l'ha'ida, all are believed to testify for a woman that her husband has died in order to allow her to get married. Chutz, except for the following five women. Mechamoisa, for her mother-in-law. Vavascha Moisa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, that's her sister-in-law. Vitzarasa, and for a rival wife, if a rival wife testifies, hey, let's say the husband had a few wives. Vivimta, or the wife of the brother of the husband, her potential Yavama, potentially her sister-in-law. Oves Baila, or it is her sister-in-law, Oves Vasbala, and the daughter of her husband from another woman, in other words, a stepdaughter. All these five are assumed to hate the person. By nature, they don't like the person that they have this relationship with. Rashi explains, and therefore, because of this, they are suspected of purposely testifying falsely. They wanted to get married and then make an osa to her husband and to the new husband that they had and lose the ksuba. So we don't trust them. What's the reason that they don't like the wife? The Rashi and other Mephoshim explain because her mother-in-law says to herself, look at my daughter-in-law, look at this woman. She's eating up everything that I put into my husband, put into my son. And now she's taking up all the yagia, all the sweat, the blood, sweat, and pizza put into this boy, and now she's taking it away. Daughter of the mother-in-law says, this is a sister-in-law. She says a similar thing. She says, look, this woman, this sister-in-law of mine, one who's married to my brother, all the work of my father and mother that they put in, she's going to use it up. So Rosa, what about a rival wife? Well, that's just natural. Wives that are rivals with each other usually don't get on with each other. Yevimta is the wife of her husband's brother. She's afraid that she might end up to be her tzara. Which could in fact happen if the husband dies without children. Bas Baila, what about a stepdaughter? Again, the stepdaughter, she says, this woman's, she comes instead of in place of my mother. And she's gone to, my mother, brought into the marriage X amount of money, and now this stepdaughter of mine, she's going to take it. Ma ben get la misa. What's the difference between a get? Why do we believe these women if they bring a get? Even these five women that are assumed to not get on with her, we trust them if they bring a get, but not to testify that the husband has died. Shaksav machiach, says the Mishnah, that's because the writing of the get is the best testimony. We're not just relying on what they say. We're relying on what they show us, showing us a get. What happens if one witness comes along and says for a woman, hey, your husband has died, I saw it happen, or I know it happened, and she got married based on that testimony. Now another comes along and says, no, it's not true, your husband didn't die. He contradicts the words of the first aid. Says the Mishnah, we do not tell her that she has to leave the marriage to the new husband. In other words, she can rely on that first aid. In fact, the Gemara says that when it says in the Mishnah she got married based on the testimony, even if she didn't get married, but even if Beis Din just gave her the green light and they said, you can get married, that would be strong enough for her to get married and don't have to worry about that second, that new witness that comes along and says that her husband's still alive. What's the reason? The reason is we have a famous rule. Any place that the Torah believed one witness, he has the power of two witnesses. And therefore, any witness coming later on cannot contradict him. If it's coming later on at the same time is different. Because the devarim, the words of one witness that now comes to negate this testimony is nothing compared, because we treat the first one as shnaim, as two. If, however, the aid, another aid had come, before the Beis Din were matter to get married, then she would not be allowed to get married. Because as long as the Beis Din haven't yet relied on the testimony of the first witness, he's not yet considered as strong as two witnesses. It's when Beis Din give the green light, then he becomes powerful. He's like two witnesses, and then you can't do it. So if it's before the Beis Din have given that green light, and then another aid comes and contradicts this aid, then it's like just simply one against one, one aid against each other. Says the Mishnah further, Aid Omer Meis, what happens if one aid says, he died, your husband died? Ushnaim Omer, but two witnesses says, Lo Meis, he didn't die. Then Aval Pisha Nises Teitzah, even if she got married, we will tell her to get out of the marriage, she needs to get a get, because the words of one witness are nothing when they're contradicted by two witnesses. The Gemara, in fact, says that we're talking here about witnesses that are not normally kosher for witnesses. Psuli Eidus, for example, women, or Avodim, or other psulim, people who cannot be normally a witness in cases. And our Mishnah is telling us that even with psulei eidus, even the aid and the apostle, we follow the majority opinion. If, however, one aid was kosher and two were apostle, psulei eidus, let's say you had a man who was kosher and the two that are contradicting him were psulei eidus, then as long as the Beis Din have given the green light based on this one kosher witness to get married, that's it. She doesn't get out of that hatter. Because now we consider all the psuli eidus like one aid. And as we said before, one aid who says that the husband died and based in Paskin that she get married, that's considered so powerful, it's like two aid him. And if one aid cannot simply come along and contradict it, it won't be believed. Shnai memory mace. What happens if two witnesses said, your husband died? Reid Eimer, and one witness says, Lo mace, not true. His husband didn't die. Alpha Bishal Inissus, even though she didn't get married yet, and she's coming to Basin wondering what should she do to Nase, we would say she's allowed to get married. As we said before, we're talking here about a case, Psuli Eidus, and Mishnah wants to tell us that we will follow Psuli Eidus and follow the majority of those witnesses, whether it's Lakula or Lachumra, whether it's to be lenient, to allow to get married, or whether it's to not allow to get married. Mishnah, hey. Achas Omeres Meis. What happens if one witness says she died? He died. The husband died. Achas Omeres Lo Meis. And one witness says no, he didn't die. We're talking here about two women. The person had two wives. They went overseas and they come back. Both women come back, but no husband. One woman claims her husband died. The other one says no, he didn't die. Zoya Shemeres Meis Tinasu Tilksavasa. The one witness, that means the one wife, who says that her husband died, well, she can go and get married and get the ksub as well. As we said before, that's a woman wouldn't do that until she's pretty sure that her husband has died. But the one who says that husband did not die, Vizoy Shemeres Loy Meis did not die, Loy Tinasu Tilksavasa. She can't get married. Because she says she's testifying against her own self. She says that she's married. She's believed about as far as herself is concerned, right? Even if she gave an excuse afterwards and said, I didn't mean it, I only wanted to mitzire to make my chavrita, the other wife, upset. Nevertheless, she's also to get married. She cannot get a ksuba. Achas Omeres Meis, Achas Omeres Nehareg. Now, what happens if one of the wives say he died, one of the wives say he was killed? So there's a difference between the how he died. Now, Rabbi Meir Omer, Hoyel Machish Azer, if they're contradicting each other, even though they both agree he's dead, but one says he died naturally, one says he was killed, that's a contradiction, and therefore, then they cannot get married. Both wives can't get married. They're basically contradicting each other. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Meir argues with the Reish as well. He holds that if one woman says Meis and the other one says Lo Meis didn't die, they do not get married. But the Mishnah brings his opinion here at the end of the Mishnah to tell us that even though both of them agree that he's not alive, both wives, right? They're both agreeing he's not alive. But since they're arguing as to how he died, one says naturally, one says it was killed, therefore we say she can't get married, also to get married. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Omer, they both say, Hoyel v'zoi v'zoi moida, since they're both agreeing, she'ein hakayim, that the husband's not alive, yinosu, they should be able to get married. it's not a contradiction as far as their marriage is concerned, and that is halacha. The halacha is, in fact, that they can get married like Reuben and Rabbi Shimon. Eidom and Mace, one is if one witness says, testifies for a woman that her husband died. Ve'edom and one aid says, Lo Mace, he didn't die. We have Isha Meres Mace, one woman says he died. Isha Meres Lo Mace, one woman says he didn't die. Since the second aid came before the Beis Din were matur to get married based on his eidos, or for example, if they came at the same time, she can't get married. She's also get married because of a suffix. The Mishnah, the Gemara explains that this last bit of the Mishnah, the Isha Meres Lo Meis, and one woman says he didn't die, is even if it's the Tzora, even if it's the rival wife. And our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir, who holds that if they contradict each other, they cannot get married, like we said before. There's one opinion, the Gemara, however, that says that if it's a Tzora that says that a husband died, and one says he didn't die, even Rabbi Meir would agree that the one who says he died, she can get married. Because according to this opinion, they hold that just like the Tzara, the rival wife, is not trusted to testify for a friend that her husband died, she's not believed to testify at all that he didn't die. And if that's the case, there's no hakosha. There's no contradiction. But when they're contradicting each other, when one says he died and one says he was killed, in such a case, Rabbi Meir hold that the Eidos is bottle, null and void. And the halacha said, the Rosh Paskin said, the halacha is like this opinion. And therefore, when we say in our Mishnah here in the Sefer that a woman says he died and one woman says he did not die, it's talking about an Isha Zorah. It's talking about an unrelated woman, according to this opinion. And that's why everyone holds that she's also to get married, because they're contradicting each other.